Hola amigos, bienvenidos. Hi friends, welcome to the Language Tutor. Today I have a lesson for you that I believe is going to open up a nice big world for you in Spanish. It's a word that we use all the time, and it's to go. Yep, we use the word go, going all the time in English. Think about how many times a day we say that word. Well, today I'm going to teach it to you in Spanish and give you some different uses for it. So it's going to be great. I hope you have your cuaderno and your lápiz, your pluma, ready to write a few notes down and so you can start bringing this into your conversation, friends. Okay, here we go. Let's first start off. How do we say to go? Well, it's this word right here. It's the word ir, ir, I-R. Now, I just want to really, really emphasize one thing. The word ir literally means to go. Remember back when we talked about AR verbs and we said, hey, when you have that AR on it, it means to do that, to study, to speak. Same thing here. Ir is to go. So I want to just show you in context really quick. This phrase right here, if you said, I need to go, I need to go. Now that AR verb is necesitar, necesitar, to need. Looks kind of like necessary, doesn't it? Well, if I said, I need to go, well, let's just kind of break this down. So I need, we need to conjugate it like this. We take the AR off, we put the O on it, so it's necesito. But now think about this, I need what? To go. So we'll leave the verb ir exactly like it is. So you get this right here, necesito ir, necesito ir. So just make sure you understand that ir means to go. Now, I want to set you up for the future a little bit, the future lesson. Just make sure you remember that ir is kind of its own little verb by itself. You know, it's kind of hard to call it an IR verb because it's just IR. And obviously, it's not an ER or an AR verb. So it's kind of its own little entity, its own little person. Now, later on in the future, we're going to learn IR verbs. And IR verbs are simply verbs that end with the letters IR, like this one right here, vivir, to live, vivir. Okay, so just make sure you understand the difference because I've seen students sometimes confuse when I say ir, they're thinking, oh, a verb with IR or something. And sometimes there's confusion there. Okay, so we'll get to IR verbs later. But right now, the verb ir means to go. Now, first thing I want to do is tell you the conjugations, the different forms of ir. Now, a lot of times we follow patterns. Remember AR verbs? We just take off that AR and we simply put an ending on it. O, as, a, almost like es, an. Well, here's the thing. Ir, we can't take off the ending because there'd be nothing left, right? It's just two letters. So it's irregular. He's kind of a little troublemaker, wants to do his own thing and have his own little pattern. And so this verb came from Latin in a little bit different way. So what happens is we're totally going to change the way this verb looks. All of the forms are going to start with the letter V, the letter V. And so this is what we get. Even the yo form on this thing right here is a little bit weird because you would think, okay, it starts with a V and then it has an O because that's the ending for yo forms, right? Well, he's even going to add a Y to it. So this is what we get, voy, voy. Now, voy means I go, okay? Because, you know, remember, I is up here on the top left of the chart. That's where we put everything to do with me and myself and I. And so that means I go. Now, I want to go ahead and tell you that it can also be used as I'm going. You know, they're kind of, we have a difference in English. In Spanish, a lot of times we just say voy. And that means I go, I'm going. It kind of can be used in the same context. Now, is there a way to specifically say, I am going? Yes, but we'll get it in a future lesson, okay? So right now we can use voy, as I go, I'm going. Now, next one here, now that you've seen how the beginning letter, I bet you can guess what the tú form is. We're using AR endings from this point on. Vas, vas. So vas means you go, you are going. Are you going? I can say vas, vas tú. And next, down here on the bottom left, the él, ella, and usted form is going to be, you're probably already figuring this out, aren't you? Va, va. Él va, he goes, he's going. Ella va, she goes, she's going. usted va, you go, you are going. All right, so just go ahead and start getting that in your mental chart there. Voy, vas, va. Voy, vas, va. Okay, let's go over to the right side of the chart, the nosotros form. Vamos. You're probably already figuring the rest of these out. Vamos. Nosotros vamos. We go, we're going. Now that Spain, vosotros form. Vais. Vais. And finally, the last one, van. Van. Ellos van. They're going. Ellas van. Or you all are going. Ustedes van. Great. Now we have those conjugations in the present tense. We can start putting them into context. Before we do that, I want you just to get ready to write a couple of places down. I want to give you some places because this is going to allow you to practice the verb ir in context. So let's just write down some places that we might go around the town, okay? And we're going to use a couple of words in just a minute that we'll throw in there. But let's start with this one, restaurante. Restaurante. And restaurant, obviously, and that word is masculine. It's masculine. So it'd be el restaurante. Then we have escuela, which is school. Now you can look at that last letter and tell whether it's masculine or feminine, right? It's feminine. So it's la escuela. That's the school. And this one, I know, I bet you've heard this before. La casa, the house. La casa. Next one, la ciudad. Ciudad. That word is feminine and it means city. Okay? Ciudad. Here's a place that we go sometime. Oficina de correos. Oficina de correos. The office of correos implies postage mail, so it's the post office. And that's feminine because oficina is our main noun and that ends in an A. Now we've got mercado. Mercado. That's the market. And you can tell it is masculine by the O at the end. El mercado. Now, if you know market, I bet you know what this one is. Supermercado. El supermercado. You already know it. It's the supermarket. Okay? This one, librería. Librería. That is, we look at that and we think it's a library. It's actually a bookstore. A bookstore. Okay? Then there is el parque. El parque. Which is the park. And that one doesn't end in O or A, so you kind of have to just know. Sometimes these words you've seen already in our list, they don't end in O or A, so we have to learn that they're masculine or feminine. Let's get a couple more and then we'll use them in context. El cine. El cine. Probably guess that. That is the movie theater, the cinema. And we have an important place, el banco. El banco, the bank. Also, la iglesia, the church, la iglesia. And this one's easy to remember, el hospital, el hospital. Remember, we don't say that H, okay? So don't breathe it. The hospital. And panadería, panadería. Notice where that accent is. So that's the letter we're stressing, panadería. Pan means bread. So this is a bakery. Now, a lot of times if you're driving in an area, and you, where there's a lot of Spanish-speaking stores, you'll see stores that end with "-ia", like panadería. And that implies a store that sells whatever the root of the word is. So panadería is a store that sells pan, which is bread. So that'll help you figure out some of those signs when you're driving down the road now. And trabajo, trabajo, that's to work. That's our work as a noun. And la universidad, universidad, the university. Notice that AD on ciudad while ago and universidad, those are feminine words. And this one, el centro comercial, el centro comercial. It's a commercial center, a mall. All right. Now you have a great list of places that you can practice with now when you're using ir. Now, let's bring in two question words that we're going to use in the future. One is this one, donde, donde. And then right under that, I want to put this one, a donde, a donde. They both mean where, but I want to talk to you about the difference really quick. Donde is typically used with the verb estar, as in, where is something? You're looking for something, and we really don't know that location. So that's more of where in general. Now, a donde, with the A in front, you know that a means at or to. So a donde becomes one word that is implying to where. In other words, it's kind of asking that endpoint destination. To where are you going? That would be a donde. Where are we going? That would be a donde. So we use a donde a lot with ir to say where is someone going, okay? Now, let's look at some sentences really quick. ¿A dónde vamos? ¿A dónde vamos? Now think about what that means. Where are we going? Right, where are we going? Now, let's say we're going to the restaurant. We're going to the restaurant. Think about that. Nosotros vamos al restaurante. Al restaurante. What happens when a and el are next to each other? Nosotros vamos al restaurante. Let's try another one really quick. ¿A dónde vas? Now think about what I'm asking you. ¿A dónde vas? Now I'm using the tú form, so I'm asking where are you going? Now if I ask where are you going, you have to respond with I, correct? So let's say that I'm going to the bank. Voy al banco. Voy al banco. All right. Let's try one more. ¿A dónde van ellos? ¿A dónde van ellos? Where are they going? Where are they going? Let's say that they are going to the supermarket. Okay. Put it together. Ellos van al supermercado. Ellos van al supermercado. Great job. Now, I want to show you how to use ir in a different way really quick. This is just like English, so I bet you're going to pick this up really fast. We're going to use ir just like in English when we say we're going to do something. Going to do something. Okay? We use the word go with an ing on it, and then we just simply say that verb. For example, I am going to study, or she is going to practice. There you go. Now, we're going to do this just like English. We're going to say the form of go for whoever's going. So if I'm going to do something, I'd say voy. If she is going to do something, I'd say ella va. Okay, no problem there. And then we're going to put later the infinitive verb. Now, infinitive is it's a big fancy word for we're going to leave the AR on the verb or the ER or the IR. And because we're saying to do that, okay? So we're going to leave that infinitive just like it is. Only thing is we have to put the word a in the middle. So this is what it comes out to look like. The formula ends up being this. Ir plus a plus infinitive. That's the formula. It's just like a math formula. Ir plus a plus infinitive. Ir plus a plus infinitive. And go ahead and get that in your mind. So that's our formula. Let's look at a couple of examples. I'm going to study. I'm going to study. So we have to have the form of ir, we have to have the word a, and we have to have the word, the infinitive word. So I'm going to study. What's I'm going? Voy. Okay, now we've got to put a, because that's the next part of our formula. Doesn't make sense if we try to translate it back to English, but it does in Spanish. So we've got voy, a, and now our verb, estudiar, estudiar. That literally means to study because we've left the AR on it. Okay, so voy a estudiar. Let's try to say this one. Now, to swim is nadar, nadar. Let's try to say we're going to swim. We're going to swim. Okay, so think about what's we're going. It's nosotros vamos, or you can just say vamos if you want, a nadar. So now we have vamos a nadar, the form of ir, the a, and the infinitive. And that's how we do it. Just like in English, except for the word a is in the middle of that. Let's try one more. They are going to enter. They are going to enter. Van a entrar. Van a entrar. Now, can you say, you might be asking, can I say Eos vine or AS vine? Absolutely, but not necessary. Okay, now friends, practice the verb to go. Let's talk about where you're going today or where you're gonna go tomorrow, okay? And use it in conversation. Ask, what you're going to do. Talk about what you're going to do. Use ear plus op plus infinitive. I bet you can start bringing that into a lot of your conversations. Friends, I will see you next time. Be working on what we've learned today, and I'll see you the next time on The Language Tutor.